Astronomer David Renicky helps make sense of our universe with Spaced Out.
So much to talk about, so little time. David, how are you?
Yeah, good afternoon, Peter. Good to be with you.
Yeah, mate, supermoon tonight. What's that all about? I know it's about 14% bigger, or it appears bigger to us than most of the times.
Yeah, going to be nice, Pete. Make me a promise. When you have your dinner tonight, don't have that second or third glass of wine that you're well known for. Grab it and go outside if you want to and have a look at the moon. The moon's going to rise and you've got some beautiful skies there in Mandurah. In fact, Western Australian skies are some of the best in Australia we've had a look at. Northern Territory's not too far behind you, but you're going to see a big, bright supermoon, a full moon. This is going to be, well, probably 25%, 30% brighter than what you've normally seen. A little bit bigger. Look, a supermoon is a term coined by an astrologer many, many decades ago, Pete, to describe a moon that's a little bit bigger, a little bit closer than normal. This is going to be the biggest and the brightest supermoon of 2019. Don't miss it. It's going to be a nice sight tonight.
And good for people that love going fishing too, obviously.
Yeah, king tides tonight, Pete.
Yeah, good stuff. Just quickly before we move on, I have got a fascinating question. Well, I hope it is. We've often heard about how all the planets and the sun and everything is so intricately positioned that one change in the direction or the us coming closer to various planets could destroy us all. How does that work with the moon getting closer to us?
No, it doesn't make any difference.
No?
The moon's only marginally closer. Look, its orbit around the sun isn't a circle, Peter. It's an ellipse, like an oval.
Okay.
And our movement around the sun is the same. So every now and then we're closer than we normally are. It probably happens about 8 or 9 times a year, but every now and then we're closer than normal. And that's what's happening tonight. So the moon is a little bit closer to us, a little bit bigger. Going to be rising just after dinner time when it gets dark.
Beautiful.
You'll see it very, very bright in the sky all night. And don't forget, if you want to take a photograph of it, forget your smartphone. It won't do much good. You'll only get a little dot.
Yep.
Use a DSLR camera on a tripod.
Can't promise the glass of wine thing, mate. But look, the rover, of course, has been on Mars for 15 years, has died.
Yeah, unfortunately now, no longer working. The Opportunity rover, we left there in 2004. 15 years worth of service. It's been covered in dust and dirt, Pete, from a dust storm on Mars last year. Can't be revived. The batteries have gone flat. But, boy, you know, look, for 15 years' worth of service for a vehicle that they put on Mars and only expected to get 3 months' worth of work from it, I mean, boy, you can't complain about that. And, geez, if you could build a car with that sort of longevity in it, you'd be doing quite well. So the rover is now dead on Mars. Can't be used anymore. One day we'll go and pick it up. And that's the end of two great rovers, Opportunity and Spirit, that we sent there to find out whether there's any water or life on Mars. They've done a great job.
Some of our adventurous car dealers might try and get up there and put a for sale sign on it and sell it second hand. Astrospace News, a division of Astronomy Media Services. Dave's got an amazing website full of fascinating stuff, davidrenicky.com.au. We'll catch up with you again in 2 weeks' time, David, with Spaced Out. Take care, mate.
Yeah, look forward to it, Pete.
Good stuff. All new 91.7 The Wave.